The secret is right in the open. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, and here in Campo, California, bringing you meditation. The secret is right in the open. We all are looking at secrets these days, as they always are, a very delightful experience, something that people say, gee, I'd like to know what the secret is. Secrets are wonderful. Little children love to have secrets, and they tell secrets between each other, and usually they're absolutely nothing at all, but they've got a secret. And then when people do things, they say, well, come on, I got to tell you a little secret. And they don't mean a secret at all. It's just something to get your attention, something to get you to think about what they want you to think about. And really, the secrets are just right out in the open. If a person has anything that's rather beautiful, they have them right out in the open. They share them. And they share the lovely plants that they have. They share the lovely vases that they have. They share the knickknacks that they have around the house. And some of them are very beautiful and very wonderful. I was in a lady's house the other day, and she was showing me her knickknacks. And she didn't have a glass cage for them or anything special. They were just right out there in the open. And she was telling me about these knickknacks and how she'd got them over the years on her travels when she and her husband went on vacation and when they would go various countries in the world. And she pointed to a couple of little dolls, little ceramic dolls that were so charming. They're very miniature, very small, and they're just sitting there on the shelf along with all the other knickknacks and stones that they had collected at various states and country places that they had been to. And it was really quite a charming collection, maybe about 30 pieces. And I said, sure, my goodness, that's 30 pieces you have to dust all the time and keep nice. She says, oh, I love dusting them. Every day I take about 30 minutes and I dust these 30 pieces. And as I dust each piece, I first pick them all up. And then I dust the shelf that they're on. And then I polish the shelf and I sort of make it smooth and beautiful and clear, really quite lovely to look at. Then I take each piece gently in my dust cloth and I polish it and I place it on the shelf, and I remember the experience that I had when I picked it up. Now these little tiny ceramic figures that you were admiring, those are Dresden dolls. Those are beautiful little dolls that I'd gotten over in Germany. They're just so lovely. And she showed them to me, and then she said, this is a little boy. And she wiped him so gently with the cloth. And this is a little girl. And she wiped the little girl gently with the cloth. And this is a mother and father together. And she wiped them gently with a cloth. And then these are the four little dogs. And I said, four little dogs? How many kids have four little dogs? Well, these kids do. I had kids of my own, and we had many dogs, but we never had four dogs at once. And so I took four dogs of these wonderful dolls, and I determined that I was going to have four dogs to represent the four of our most fun dogs that we ever had. And so each dog that I pick up and wipe is a reminder of a particular dog that we had and the happiness that we had with that dog and the joy that it brought to me. And when I finish this shelf, I have dusted the stones that we picked up at the Grand Canyon and that we picked up from downtown New York City. It was just laying there on the road, a stone, in the middle of New York City, a stone, you know. You'd think that there's no place for stones around there, that everything would be swept away or cleaned away or whatever. But I found a stone in downtown New York City on our first visit to New York from Nevada. And it was a great experience. My husband and I just thoroughly enjoyed it, she said. And then she showed me other little stones and little things. And then there was a strange little thing. It was a piece of wood. And I said, well, what is that? And she said, well, that's a piece of wood that my husband and I looked at. And we found this by the side of the road. We stopped because we had a flat tire. And so we pulled over. And while he was fixing the flat tire, I was walking around looking at whatever was there to see, because we were in the middle of nowhere. And we were on a sort of a lonely country road. It was paved, but it was a lonely road, not very well used. And here I found several pieces of this type of wood. It looked like somebody had poured wood onto something, and it sort of flattened out and made little concaves in it, like knots on it that wood has. And it looked just beautiful, and I couldn't see why or how it was formed or what brought it there. And I found four of them. And so I picked up all four of them, and I brought them home. And I put them on my little shelf here. And each time one of my children would come over, I have three children, they'd look at this and they'd say, wow, that's really something. And then they'd say, you know, Mom, you really ought to put those resin dolls away. Those are very important. They're very expensive. And Mom would say, no, they're not really expensive. I bought them while we were on vacation. They're just part of our budget. But Mom, somebody might steal them. And I said, well, why should anyone ever want to steal my treasures? That's my little secret, that they're important, that they're valuable, that they're wonderful. What I really think is more wonderful and more valuable, Mom said, is my pieces of wood here. And each one of my three children looked at these pieces of wood, and they said, Mom, I think that's the prettiest piece there. And each one chose a different piece. And I remembered what they chose. And here are these ugly little knots of wood that had a little flat bottom and were sort of curly around and with different colors to them, deep sort of amber, deep colors to them. And so I remembered them. And so one Christmas, I wrapped up each one of the little pieces that each one had admired and gave it to them as a Christmas present. And they were just utterly taken by it. They said, Mom, that is the greatest treasure. That's the most beautiful secret you could ever give us. I never guessed you would have given us one of those little pieces of wood, because I know how much they mean to you. And Mom says, yes, that's true. But the secret is, the moment each one of you told me that this one was your favorite, it became more valuable than anything that I have on my whole collection, because your heart entered into my little playground, my little special playground of things that I have collected around the world and things that mean something to me. So every time I dust, I don't dust every day, once a week maybe, but once a week I dust all of the furniture in my house and all the knickknacks and all the little bric-a-brac, and I take these little trinkets, these little knickknacks off the shelf, and I found that some of them truly are valuable, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not going to say this is valuable and that's valuable, because if anyone looks at it and finds beauty and joy in it, that's its value. The fact that it is worth the king's ransom is another thing, and certainly unimportant. Because for me, all of my treasures, all of my secrets, all of my beautiful jewelry, all of my beautiful plants, and all of my beautiful dolls and things, I have them all right out in the open. And no one would ever think that they were of special value, because they were so accessible. And their real value goes beyond the dollar value, but because I treat them with such joy and abandon, they are untouched or unwanted by anyone else. Even my children admired the pieces of wood. They didn't want them. They admired them, but they admired them, and they say, well, how's my little piece of wood getting along there? It looks just beautiful. And they didn't want me to give it to them. They just wanted to be part of my world and part of my life. And I just had to share one Christmas with all of them how they were. Yes, the secret is right in the open always. And when we know what the real secret is, the real secret is the happiness in our heart, the joy in our being, and the love that we have. This lady had secrets, and she had them all over the house. And when the day came that she passed away, and they appraised all of her personal belongings, they went through everything in the house. They went through everything that she had. And her bank account was just sufficient to handle her needs. And the furniture she had was all outdated, and nobody really wanted it. And all the knickknacks were there, but they really were of little value. And they had an appraiser come in and look over the household affairs. And this woman and her husband had a house that was lived in by their family of three children. It was a house that had brought much joy and happiness to them. The furniture had served its purpose. The clothing was normal, but not new. All of the things were used. And then the appraiser came to the knickknacks at the window. And he said, my goodness, these little dolls are very valuable. These are no longer made. These are truly priceless. And he said that each one was worth over $3,000. And the family was aghast. They never realized that mother's little knickknacks had more value than the entire house itself had. Oh yes, the entire house was worth more than $3,000. But the individual treasures, like leaving a check or leaving a $1,000 bill or $3,000 bills laying around, you'd never think of doing that. But yet, the Dresden dolls, the Hummel dolls that she had such great value that nobody thought anything about it. Our treasures, our secrets, they're always out in the open, and we always share them. And we think nothing of them because it is a shared thing, and it is an enjoyed thing, and it is who we are. Your secrets, too, are all out in the open. Your secrets of who you think you are. Do you think you're a beautiful person? Well, all the world knows it because you shine that forth. Do you think that you are a happy person? All the world knows it because you shine that forth. That's our secret, our charisma, our being. Priceless and forever. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.